14, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Let me start off by saying I love Canada, TJ. It's a country that has welcomed me here. I've been here for about 8 years now.
However,
wonderful place. I sing the anthem with the passion that someone was born and bred does. Drunkenly, like this one at a hockey game. But I will never for the life of me understand why Canadians turn into cup-fetching psychopaths.
It's that time of year.
Tim Horton's roll up the rim comes back.
It's been a tradition this year for 30 years. Today, Tim Horton's roll up the rim returns, which means you will very likely be digging into dumpsters to retrieve unrolled up rims. This year, customers who purchase select beverages, again, I guess it's the same every year. You get a 1 in 6 chance to instantly win more than $45 million in prizes in roll up the rim to win.
I would like to hear on 280 Jack or text 969007 the shameful place you have retrieved a Tim Horton's cup. Joe, I think, probably takes the cake and more. We're going to hear from Joe coming up in a second. But first, Christina, you've had this experience. Was it you?
I didn't retrieve it. I was a witness to somebody who I work with at a credit union, and she had her cup at her wicket. And when she finished the transaction for him, she looked down and her cup was gone.
Oh,
yeah.
He stole it.
He stole it to get her cup. Yeah.
Had she already rolled the rim or not?
No, not yet.
Wow.
Yeah, she was shocked, and we were all shocked. Like, how can you do that? But anyways, it happens.
It's all about the sleight of hand, right?
It is.
When you think about potentially you could win, like, a pretty great prize, a little slippy-slippy's not so bad.
That's right.
I'll pretend that didn't happen. Joe has called as well. Hello, Joe.
I think you've been waiting for my story all morning.
Have I?
Oh, you're making me drool.
Way to set me up for something good here. What happened?
I am in maintenance in the school district, and I come across thousands of Tim Horton's cups that haven't been rolled up. I bet you that I've got 200 at least free coffees.
You're never going to be able to use them all.
Oh, I got a big family.
So are you? Do you empty garbage cans and stuff that have them in there so that you have access to them directly?
You got it. The worst part is in high school, though, because you get all the kids that are taking chew, so they're half full of chew, and you're just
throwing
them out. And
kids in high school are using chew?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, my gosh.
Hockey players.
Gross, boys. Hey, I've got a question. With all of those cups, and I mean, if you've won 200 free coffees, you know, people, any other prizes? No cars? No money? No microwaves?
You know, a fair share of donuts and cookies and whatever. No money, though. Never anything good.
No money, Adam. And how many do you think you've found and rolled up? Thousands, obviously.
Yeah, tons. I've worked there for 13 years.
Well, good luck this year. It begins again today.
Okay.
Is this kind of like your work Christmas?
kind of, I guess. I can start giving them away in envelopes.
Hey, Joe, let us know if you win anything other than coffee or donuts this season, okay?
I will.
Thanks, Joe.
Soon.
Have
Bye,
a great
Joe.
Day. Jason from Langley, good morning.
Good morning. I have an epic story for the Road to Rim.
Settle in, folks.
We stopped at Tim Hortons. It was me and a couple guys, and I didn't buy the coffee that day. Kind of the rule of thumb is you split the prize, but there's really no way to split a TV. And I rolled up the TV, and I couldn't show any excitement.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, and everyone's looking, would you win? Nothing. So we got near our shop, finished my coffee as fast as I could so I could throw the cup away, and I threw the cup out the window where I knew I could stop as soon as I got back to the shop, grabbed my truck, and took my delivery out, and I had to rip back there before someone found the cup.
Wow, you went to some great lengths there to cover this up.
I had to. There would have been hard feelings no matter what.
So then you get the cup, and then how did you unveil that you actually won?
You didn't.
I said my wife won. Because I was excited, so I pretended I got a phone call from my wife and said, oh my god, my wife just won the TV.
Wow, how long ago was this?
That was about 7 years ago.
Yeah, you can share that story now.
I can, yeah. I don't work with any of the same guys.
Man, way to go. Way to lie through your teeth to your friends.
I
That's
know,
what friends
so
are for.
Bad. I still feel guilty.
They were just your workmates. You didn't really like them anyway.
I don't think there's such thing as roll up the rim karma, so I think you're all right.
All right.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good day, mate.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean. 96.9 Jack.
But either very good or very bad timing at the moment for a car company out of India who were very, very close to launching a brand new model called the Zeekr car, TJ. So the Zeekr was going to be launched really soon, spelt Z-I-C-A. It was going to be short for Zippy Car, but they've gone back to the drawing board, and because of this virus getting about the place going, probably shouldn't have called it that.
Oof. I mean, this is a brand new kind of word or name that we're bouncing around here. I hadn't heard of it till last week.
Can you imagine all of those companies or people even with the name ISIS that had those names for years and years and years, and now that's just out the window? There's been plenty of companies that have changed their name because of that.
Yeah, there was several ISIS bridal shops that I had heard of.
Yes. So this is what I find interesting. The name of the car company that was out of India is called Tata Motors.
Hmm.
Would have you changed that? Imagine if you've got two of their cars and your friend roll up and goes,
"Love your Tatas." Sorry, did I steal your joke?
Yeah, that was kind of, you delivered it very well.
Thank you.
Very, very well. I've got some audio of some other products which maybe have been or could have their product names changed as well.
Okay.
So these are some commercials. Tell me if you would have changed the name of this.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own. It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating. Streets Golden Gay Time. More like a party than an ice cream.
Gay Time?
Golden Gay Time. It's actually one of my favourite ice creams in Australia from when I was growing up. Because the word has completely different meaning these days. When it's, you're having a gay time, you're having a really good fun time. It's been called that for decades.
So that ice cream had received that name
years and years and years ago.
Mm,
it's still called that. It's actually one of my favorite ones going back home. Love
I just
it.
Maybe wouldn't advertise. That's all.
just let the heritage
just
value
let the tradition
go through.
Continue.
Here's another one. Would you change the name of this product?
Does the shoulder strap in your car cut into your shoulder? Mm-hmm. When you travel, is your shoulder strap too tight and annoying? Introducing the Titty Bear.
I says what?
That's T-I-D-D-Y Bear.
Yeah, if you have to spell it.
If you have to spell it.
Maybe don't call it that.
The cute little guy that eliminates all those irritating shoulder strap problems.
Why did they call it Titty? Why did that even happen? What's the connection? Do you know?
Same questions we're asking about Tata Motors. All right. What about this one? Would have you changed the name of this product?
If you look as broad as this, and you'd rather look as slim as this, try the AIDS-reducing plan. Taken with a hot drink before meals, AIDS helps you curb your appetite.
No.
You eat less because you want less, so you lose weight naturally.
Oh, that's terrible.
AYDS. That's from way back in the day as well. 50s or 60s or something.
Yeah, I mean, anytime once you hit the 80s, that was completely inappropriate. So why is my husband D-Rock concerned about my personal safety at work? Here's why.
Kai and Tara Jeans.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Where are you headed?
It's a brand new feature we launched on our show last week. Here's Kai now to explain exactly how it goes down.
We jump in the Jack Cruiser. It looks like a Jack Cruiser because it's got Jack written all over it. We pull up to a random person on the street and ask.
At a bus stop.
Yeah, at a bus stop. Where are you headed? And then we offer, in exchange for giving them a ride wherever they're going, we get to interview them and ask them the dirty secrets about their life.
You're going to hear in a second what happened last week when we picked up a gentleman named Richard Harrington. But first, why is my husband concerned about our personal safety? Well, obviously.
Driving around with an immigrant, clearly.
No, well, it's driving around picking up strangers.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, if people don't know you're going to pick them up, that they are much less of a risk. Because it's not like someone's standing at a bus stop going, can't wait for two weirdos to pick me up. I'm going to be weird to them.
I can't wait
for
the next person to say, where are you headed?
Yeah.
So we are the hunters, so we're safe in that regard.
I feel like that, except your wife brought up an interesting point, Michelle.
Yeah, she said, what's the insurance coverage on something like that? And of course, I said that I hadn't looked into it and it was totally fine.
Let's just not bring that part up again because then we're going to alert Rogers management. So here's what happened last week on a rainy day along the Broadway corridor when a gentleman named Richard Harrington hopped into the Jack Cruiser.
Hey!
Beep, 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 yeah!
Where are you headed?
Hey there, sir. Where are you headed?
I'm going to Nova Street.
Yeah. We'll give you a lift wherever you're headed if you let us interview you.
Sure.
Hop in.
What's your name?
Richard Harrington.
Richard, Kai, how you doing?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, Richard, I'm Tara Jean.
Tara Jean?
Tara Jean.
Tara Jean and Kai, okay, gotcha.
So you thought about being a radio DJ, what did you end up doing?
I'm a carpenter by trade and I'm retired now.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm 67, so.
Are you enjoying retirement?
Yes, I am. I have an art studio now.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm just having the best time of my life.
Well, high fives on that.
Yeah. I had a bad second marriage, and I decided to focus on artwork instead of relationships for a while.
What happened with your first marriage?
Oh, well, I was married when I was 20, too young. She was 18. She was pregnant when she was 19. We were married and everything. And we were just too young.
What happened with that second marriage?
It was just a disaster. It didn't work. You know, looks. And
looks?
Yeah, well, she's a beautiful woman. And, yeah. You know, you're a man and things like that. You get carried away. And
my dad said to me once when I got out of a relationship and he knew I was hurt, he said, you were addicted to the sex.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
My dad was, in his elder years, was smart. He said that if you want a woman in your life, get one that can pull a plow.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if, you know, how women would respond to that. But I think he meant it in other ways, too. He wants someone strong and healthy and solid and reliable.
For sure.
Which way on Alma are we going?
I'm just going to the video store here, so.
Oh, okay.
You're going to a video store?
Yeah, it's two for one Tuesdays.
Hey, man, it's great
to
meet you.
Hey,
you guys.
To you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to probably talk to you again.
That was fun.
That was fun. So we'll hit the streets again after the show today to hopefully record a brand new edition of Where You Headed. Hear the results on Jack's Morning Glory tomorrow morning at 6:50 and 8:50 on Jack.
Tales from your college dorm room. Just put your mind back into college for just a second. Find the best stories from it and call 280-JACK. I just need to put myself back in college for a second. Oh, I'm right back there, TJ. First year of college, this song had just come out, the album Parachutes. It was amazing. Fast forward to now, there's a student at Emerson College in Boston who's in a bit of hot water because authorities of his college found out that he had been listing his dorm room on Airbnb.
Oh, genius.
Absolute genius. He was saying that it allows people to stay in a central location of Boston, explore places like Fenway Park and everything, a Museum of Fine Arts, while staying in a terrific location. When they got hold of it, they made him remove it and delete it, and then he was fined by Airbnb $150 for taking the listing off, and I think he had some bookings already. Now there's a petition on change.org. There's been about 500 people supporting him with the hashtag #FreeJackWorth.
I wonder where he was staying while people were in his dorm room, his buddy's couch.
Probably, or even just in the dorm room next by. Chris, I'm going to have to stay. We're going to have to do that whole huddle up thing again.
Yeah, I've got Diane from Dallas here.
And her husband, Ken, and they are big people. So I'm going to have to stay with you. Tales from your college dorm room.
I had a dorm room when I went to college / university in Quebec. I was going to college in Lennoxville, or Sherbrooke, for those of you who know the area. And when I moved out there, my boyfriend at the time, who I've told you about before, he broke up with me the night, basically, I arrived in Quebec.
You packed everything up, moved
to go
over.
Be there with him, yeah. And then he broke up with me. I mean, with good reason, but whatever. And all I can remember about that dorm room is sitting in it, being so sad about the breakup and listening to this Ben Harper song on repeat. So now it's just another lonely day. Yeah. And the song ends and I would put it on again.
It's a great song to be depressed to.
Yeah, I even learned how to play guitar to that song.
Was it just CGE or something?
It was a very few chords.
Wow, I know 3 chords and I know 17,000 songs. What does it sound like when the unintentionally sexy things we hear in the world are put into a newscast?
The innuendo news.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. Good morning, thanks for joining me. I'm Hugh Jorgen. Welcome to the innuendo news. Good morning, producer Big Ginger.
Good morning, guys. I mean, Mr. Organ.
Thank you. Tonight's top story, broadcaster Tara Jean Stevens,
hello,
who will be familiar to Innuendo News listeners, is in hot water again this morning after leaving far too much to the imagination of her audience.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, it would feel so good to swallow this right now. And then you do. I don't even remember saying that. What was I talking about?
Were you talking about phlegm?
I think I was talking about gum. That's the only thing I can imagine that I would say that about.
It was a new product called phlegm gum.
No, it wasn't. What was it for real?
I don't know. It was just funny. I just recorded it.
Doesn't need explanation.
It needs context.
Our next story, Australian wine label Premier Estates is under fire from the wine regulator for not disclosing on the bottle where their delicious fluid clearly comes from.
Take this exquisite Aussie Shiraz. Luscious, earthy, bursting with fruit and spice. Some say you can almost taste the bush.
Oh!
Whoa. The older the berry, the sweeter the wine.
Where do we get it?
Some say you can almost taste the bush.
In news unrelated to anything, this girl has a question no one feels like answering.
Who will save my ring?
That's correct. Anyone want to answer that question?
Who will save my ring?
Why is that innuendo?
Ring is...
Oh, I guess I don't know what that is.
Yeah, forget it.
Sorry. What was that about in the church, Prince Rupert and everything?
I was a bit sheltered.
Little bit.
The ring. Should I Google it?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of, you know, you got, and then.
Stop doing hand gestures like that, Big Ginger. I'll just Google it.
Don't. In our final story, you remember that broadcaster, Tara Jean Stevens, who doesn't know what the ring is? More controversy. False advertising that men believe they had a lot more to look forward to.
Morning, everybody. Why should you brace yourself for more beaver?
Oh,
I've got
right.
The answer for you in this morning's Hot Topics.
Yeah, false advertising.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
That was
the Innuendo News. The Innuendo News.
If you ever hear some during the show or out in the world, give us a call on 280-JACK or send us an email. You can find that at jackfm.com. Sad music news last night after we thought that we had dodged the postponements of concerts that had happened in Alberta. We then found out...
Black Sabbath not performing tonight at Rogers Arena.
Death and hatred to mankind.
So good!
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
What a bummer.
Oh,
due to continued severe sinusitis, Ozzy Osbourne unable to perform with Black Sabbath as scheduled tonight. That Vancouver performance, not canceled, but postponed. Details about a scheduled reschedule, will be announced as soon as they're available. But for now, you just got to hold on to your tickets. My dad was coming over from the island to go see the show with my sister. So I had to, when I saw the email go out last night, and I had to call him and give him the news. That was a bummer.
Yep. That audio is coming up in just a minute.
No, it's not. I did not record it.
But the lateness
I tried
of...
to record it and my phone didn't work.
Get your technology together. The sad thing is that the cancellation was so late as well, wasn't it? So all those people with hotels and so on, it would have been past the time that they could, you know, cancel and all that type of stuff.
There were even photos that he released yesterday, I believe via Twitter or his Facebook or something like that, that had him on stage saying, I'm here, I'm in BC, I'm ready to go. Rick Lee yesterday in the afternoon on Jack is saying, man, didn't think this was going to happen, but here he is in our province, in the city, saying it's all a go. But I've heard before about, I'm speaking out of my butt a little bit here, but like there's insurance things that happen where at least if you give it a try and it doesn't work, that you can get your insurance money for it if you cancel it. So maybe there was something like that going on because I think he would know yesterday morning if he's not going to be able to perform if you knew it at night.
However, last night you're lying on the couch not thinking you're going to get in here for today's show. So
and then here
you
I am.
Yeah. Were you hanging out with Ozzy?
My Ozzy.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
FYI, I did not name my son Ozzy after Ozzy Osbourne, although I don't mind the connection. I named him after Ozzy from Survivor, the TV show.
Just in case you were wondering, which was not many people.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean, 96.9 Jack.
So when did your kids start walking? According to the average, it's about 9 months old.
Ooh.
9 months to 1 year. But according to the NFL's Cam Newton, his baby's walking at just 1 month.
I was going to bring Lil Chosen with me, but I didn't think he could walk down the steps yet. He's already walking, if you ain't know. He a month old.
Straight face. Straight face. This does not look like a joke whatsoever.
Nine months.
No idea if this is possible, but I think this is just a platform and an open door for us to all do some parent bragging. This morning on 280-JACK, 280-5225.
I would have thought, I was actually going to jump on and start bragging, saying, you know, Theo was just running around at 10 and a half months, but you're trying to say that the average is 9 months, which I think is just a little bit early, wouldn't you say?
Early?
Yeah, nine months?
Well, Violet was walking at 10 months. Ozzy definitely waited until about a year and a half.
You were carrying him around everywhere still?
No, I was not.
He was enormous. He was enormous.
He was huge.
Well, my little son Theo, who's about 15 months old, he's still in the 99th percentile for height and weight. And just the other day when we're playing basketball, TJ, he started dunking already. Yep. He started dunking on the basketball.
I saw the video you posted. I don't think it was anything to brag about.
It's a dunk. He was doing that at 11 months, that one.
Oh,
that particular
Lord.
Month was a...
Hate to poo-poo you all over Theo here. However, just want to tell you a bit of a parent brag about my daughter, Violet. If you've got a parent brag, sarcastic or not, 280-JACK is our phone number. Be part of the show this morning. My daughter, Violet, was so smart that I started teaching her, and she caught on very quickly, baby sign language when she was a small, tiny newborn. Mm-hmm. By 5 months, she was doing the sign for milk. And by the time she was 1 year old, she knew 45 baby sign language signs and would use, I don't know, 20 of them actively. And that did not inhibit her from learning how to speak early as well, just in case there's any of you going, oh, yeah, and then they don't use words. If you're having a baby and you want some tips on how to teach your baby sign language, I love sharing that information, so you can send me an email.
We never shared this details with you, but D-Rock and I knew the results of a doctor visit with Violet, and she wasn't doing sign language that early. She was just suffering from randomly moving arms.
Shut up! She was not!
Flailing about the place all the time.
I have video proof.
This is Kai and Temujin, the podcast. Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.